Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I hope you have enjoyed your coffee this morning on this bright sunny day, as much as I have mine. Now, let us spend the next few minutes together. Today, we begin with the book of Esther. Esther 4:15. Mordecai is speaking to Esther, who was chosen from hundreds of girls in the countryside to be the new queen of King Xerxes' domain at a time when an enemy of the Jews in the king's court had convinced Xerxes that all Jews were a threat to the nation and should be killed. Mordecai says to the young woman, who is suddenly faced with making a decision which could mean her death, he says to Esther, "And who knows but that you, Esther, have come to your royal position for just such a time as this?" Have you ever considered that where you are, or what you are doing, or who you are with has a bigger purpose than what you are aware of? Those words of Mordecai to Esther are at the core of the entire book of Esther. Of course, there's more to the book's story or message, but Mordecai's words hit home to me. How do we know what impact our words, behavior, have on those we find ourselves with on any given day? Esther was an orphan Jewish girl, poor, raised by her uncle Mordecai. When in her life did she ever have an inkling that her life, her position, could save the lives of all the Jews in King Xerxes' kingdom? In Romans, Paul's words in chapter 12 are filled with wisdom regarding our part in God's working. Verse 4 and 5. "As in one body we have many limbs and organs, you see, and all the parts have different functions, so we, many as we are one body in the Messiah. And individually, we belong to one another." I have heard messages regarding using our gifts with the gifts of others to do the work of Christ in a church community. Those with the gift of hospitality use their gifts to welcome others. If your gift is teaching, you use that to teach children or adults in the community and so forth. But in Esther, I saw this message applying also to the seemingly small way our lives can impact others in positive ways. Perhaps a hug, when needed, gives the discouraged person courage to move forward with their dreams. Or the time listening with loving sincerity to a grieving soul shines a light on their broken heart. We can be totally unaware of our influence when we give love to another. In many cases, we will never know how our choice to respond to an apparent need worked good in a person's life. On the other hand, I can reflect on the moments when I ignored the need of another because I was in a hurry or not in the mood. I have regretted those times in my life when I was careless with my words or how I handled a situation because I was more concerned about myself than the other person. What opportunities did I miss to be used by the Lord to open a door for someone to connect with Him? Of course, I'm not talking about the saving of an entire population as Esther did. I'm referring to the often unexpected opportunities of a word of encouragement or taking the time to physically help or listen sincerely. We can always come up with an excuse not to respond to the need of others. There are always a ton of possible excuses we can use. But what if the Lord was hoping you or I would reach out to the despondent soul, offer a smile, offer to take them to lunch or get a cup of coffee on break? It may be that you or I have had just the life experience this person is going through to genuinely understand their feelings. You may be just the right person at just the right time. Paul says in Romans 12:9, love must be real. He continues, hate what is evil, stick fast to what is good, be truly affectionate in showing love for one another, compete with each other in giving mutual respect. Don't get tired of working hard. Be on fire with the Spirit. Work as slaves for the Lord. Celebrate your hope. Be patient in suffering. Give constant energy to prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people. Make sure you are hospitable to strangers. I end today with three things to think about. First, Esther, a poor Jewish girl, became queen and chose to do the brave and selfless thing and saved a whole people. Who might you and I save with a kind word? Paul reminds us, number two, in Romans 12:4-5, we all have different functions in the body of Christ, and we all belong to each other. And third, Romans 12:9, love must be real. Let us pray. Lord, we all know that all things are possible through you. You can do what needs to be done. But when we listen and love, you can use our life experience, our gift, to do your work. It seems to me, Lord, we get that feel-good feeling when we see we can make a positive difference for someone, and we want more and more to be used by you. Perhaps the souls you connect us with can find an opened door to your love and compassion. Please help us to be more aware of the power a bit of kindness, respect, compassion can have in extending your kingdom. Once again, we praise your name, Jesus, and are grateful for your presence in our lives. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning. And may the Lord bless you and yours.